Hello and welcome to Shield Bash. I am Britt. I will be your GM. To my right,
Mark, playing Artemis Quinfig, Esquire, Knife Master Rogue.
Jarl and Triot, played by the one and only Neil.
Will, playing Nath Vendikar, Human Monk.
Jason, playing Tam Westcrown. I'm back, guys. You did a great job filling in for me. I imagine the audience couldn't even tell I haven't been in here for like the last six episodes. Good job.
Curtis, playing Ronan. And enough rain already, really. I've had enough of this rain. It's disgusting.
And Pete, playing Meta.
Yay!
Wow, I have so many questions just from the intro here. But, yeah, it has been a while. How you guys doing?
Much better now that we're here together again.
Good. I just got back from vacation a couple days ago. And I've still got several days off of work. So I'm still kind of on vacation, but I'm home.
Nice.
Where my video games are.
I just realized the
is
weather
that the,
here.
The way the phrase goes, home is where the video games are?
No. Yeah. But, you know, I missed my video games. Kids went to bed, and Tiff and I were like, okay, well, we basically played every game three times, and we're just like, hey, you know, wish I had my video games.
I just realized that Kurt's got a point. The weather here has been a lot like the weather on the island. It rains every day at some point.
At some point, yeah.
Yep.
Midwest summer, yay!
I wanted to chime in and say, it's not 2 o'clock yet, but yeah, I didn't want to ruin the intro.
Last week, I too put in a bit of a drive. Went 3,500 miles in the Jeep. And up until we got back to almost Illinois, it had rained for a total of 5 minutes the entire drive.
Oof.
The last 2 hours of the drive in Illinois, it rained nonstop.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Welcome back. We missed you.
I was trying to hike through Starved Rock State Park in a lot of that rain. Luckily, the day it didn't rain was the day we went kayaking.
Nice.
Kayaking in the rain is actually a lot of fun.
Which wouldn't have mattered because you were wet already.
Well.
Probably.
Not really. We, you know, stayed pretty dry. It was on the Illinois River. Not a lot of rapids or anything. So.
Oh.
Very flat.
Pretty tame.
Yep.
Yeah.
Doing activities in the rain is much more fun when you don't wear glasses. Just a heads up.
Oh, yeah. There's that too.
So true.
True. Invest in some contacts, bud.
I have them.
And three out of four of my family wear glasses. So.
No bueno. It's all good, though.
I tell you, with the heat and the rain that we have had here in central Illinois, it kind of gives you an impression that you're in Florida, but when you look out and there's no ocean, you're like, nope, still in shitty Illinois.
It's nice and flat, though.
Yeah. We got out and walked around Painted Desert in New Mexico or Arizona, wherever the hell that is, and it was 110 degrees. I'm like, huh. This is nice.
Didn't notice because it wasn't so damn humid.
Yeah, and then here it's like 70 degrees. I'm like, God, it's hot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when it's 70 degrees with 70% humidity, it makes a difference.
The big difference between here and Florida is that we cap our humidity at 100%.
Yeah. We don't mess around.
Welcome to Shield Bash, where we will be pivoting into weather conversations.
Yeah.
We do what we want.
Usually old people talk about the weather. Did you notice that?
No, I just think pretty much anybody who is over 25 can have a conversation about the weather.
It's supposed to be healthy for you, I heard recently in a different podcast, but yeah.
Talking about the weather?
Yeah. Really bizarre take, but I guess there's something to it.
I always just figured it was like a really easy thing to have a conversation about because like everybody experiences it.
Whether it's positive or negative.
my favorite clips on the Weather Channel, or not actually on the Weather Channel, they're clips that people have videoed while they were recording clips for the Weather Channel. And it's like the guy's out there and the wind's like the blowing and the rain's coming. He goes, the force of this storm has reached a magnitude. I don't know how long we're going to be out here. It's just really bad. You can see the waves are crashing. And behind him, there's like three Goombas in flip-flops, T-shirts, and like shorts. Them. They're like, woohoo, it's Florida,
my favorite one was the guy who was on his knees in the weather report. And you don't know that until the end when a guy walks past him and he's just walking in flip-flops and the water's just barely touching him as he's walking across. And the guy was saying he's like 3 feet deep in water. We're like, yeah, bud, okay.
I was just going to bring up the ones where like somebody's in the recording and then all of a sudden a sign flies from off screen and smashes into him.
Those are funny too, but I like the ones where they're acting like it's like this storm of the century and it's just like the Florida people are like, yeah, it's just a little bit of wind and rain. He's like a sniper.
Speaking of which, have you got any of you guys seen the Savage Lands Pathfinder?
No.
So it's another rule set, and they adapted Pathfinder to Savage Lands rule set, you know, the classes and things like that, because it's a more open-ended rule set, you know, kind of like Powered by the Apocalypse.
Okay.
I thought it was interesting.
So I didn't know if any of you guys. What do you mean by more open-ended? Like,
it's a lot less rule specific. You so know, like 5E?
You wouldn't like.
No,
it,
no. 5E is less rule specific than Pathfinder, but as far as RPG systems go, 5E is still very rules heavy.
Okay.
So wait a minute. What's this? Okay, now I sound really turned down right now. Yeah, but everybody else I can hear just fine.
You sound fine to me,
you
bro.
You sound okay. Fine to me too.
Okay, I'm just going to talk then. So the Savage World, was it?
Savage Lands.
Savage
I'm
Lands.
I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
Okay. Is that yeah, is Savage that from World. The Marvel Universe way
no,
back in the day?
No, completely unrelated, those several
okay.
names.
Okay, all right. Interesting.
He, dude, I told you before, he looks fine. Everything looks fine.
Always.
Attack of the OCD.
It was actually a CDO. It's got to be in alphabetical order.
Okay. Attack yeah, of the Cod.
It's Savage Worlds. It's a generic role-playing game written by Shane Lacy.
Yes, I have
heard that. They've had like several different iterations of that. The new one is the deluxe version. I did a Kickstarter for an author. His name is Larry Coria. He writes the Monster Hunter International series of books, and he did his Monster Hunter World RPG using Savage Worlds. I, myself, have not gotten into the rule set yet. I want to, but since I'm already running, like, five if you count old D&D, five different rule sets in my head, I just really don't have the impetus to do that right now.
Slagger.
Or time or energy.
That too.
You can't get your inmates to jump in and play with you?
Well, you know, funny you should say that. There are several groups in the housing unit that
Bart,
I work
you got to stay on your mic, buddy.
Sorry. I didn't have a problem earlier. Somebody started fucking with the button. No, sorry.
Your mic is set a little higher than usual. That could be part of it.
But no, they play. I mean, it's kind of funny, you know, because, like, then they found out I played, and then they're, like, asking me questions, like, what do you think about this, and what do you think about that? And I'm like, I think you need to go read the book, because, you know.
So, about that, are they allowed to have dice and stuff?
No.
So how does that work?
Well, they make spinners.
Yeah.
They have a D8 spinner. They have paper? A D6 spinner. Yeah, they it's like a little piece of cardboard, and they put a, you know, like a paper clip through it, and then they bend it over, and they very ingenious.
Yeah.
Like, they've got a, under one of the guy's bunks, they've got an actual hex grid, 1-inch squares, that's almost as big as our table here.
Wow.
And it's put in there, and then they have a piece of plexiglass they found somewhere. I don't know where they got it, but you know, it's that's prison. Amazing. And they put that over, and then they draw the map on there.
Deep in their prison pouch.
Well, I'm pretty sure they probably got it from one of the, you know, like the, we have what they call CMS. It's like construction maintenance and services.
Mm.
So they probably bartered for it over there.
That's fun.
My story was cooler.
I will admit, I thought about that. I'm like, what'd they hide? What body part did they hide that in?
Well, you know, we do have amputees and guys with wooden legs and prosthetic legs. And you have to check those. A lot of fun.
I bet.
Not.
Yeah. Just last night on my favorite new show. Probably been out for years already, but I've just noticed it. It's called Killjoys.
Oh, yeah.
Sci-fi made a show that didn't suck. Finally.
They got a few.
What, you didn't like Sharknado?
No. No, I didn't. Didn't even bother watching that one. Sorry.
You've seen Resident Alien yet?
No.
You gotta watch that. No. That shit's hilarious.
Yeah, I bet it is, but...
it's a sci-fi show.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were...
Killjoys was unusually good.
Yeah. I mean, it really was pretty good. It's more like a Starfinder kind of show, but, you know... But yeah, there was a dude on there, had a false leg, and was smuggling something inside the false leg. Crazy.
Was it successful?
Until he got found out.
So that would be a no.
That'd be a no.
Gotcha.
Back of the throat.
That's what she said.
So anyway.
How did she talk if it was on the back of her throat?
Because her toothbrush
She's very
is bigger.
Talented. Wow,
damn.
Pete.
Just
wow.
She's really long and thin, you know.
They don't call him pencil dick for nothing.
Will being a chipmunk currently.
Mm-hmm. Say something, Will.
Cheek stuff full of beef jerky.
That's no excuse. Keep talking.
Okay.
So for us in real life, it has been 2 months?
Yep.
Forever.
It's been a long, long, lonely, lonely old time.
2 months.
2 months.
Yes, yeah. It has.
So where the hell were we?
I went to Utah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you covered that already.
Yeah.
I went to Michigan.
I was in Starved Rock.
Went to Texas.
Uh-huh.
I went to your mom's house.
Whoa.
You visited the cemetery because my mom's dead.
All six of them?
Oh. He is savage.
He didn't direct it at anybody, so I just kind of assumed.
I'm the ice cream man, stopping when I'm passing by. Oh, my, my. Let's see, since we've been together, I've been to a con with Neil, DICON, in Collinsville, Illinois. Good time. We had a great group of people. Several of the guys from down in the Boot Hill area of Missouri came up and played at DICON with us.
Cool.
Brandon cool. and Zach were there. So was Chris.
Britt's best friend.
Yep. Chris, he was there. Had a great weekend. Ran the Starfinder special. And we ran
Mark, on the mic, buddy.
And we ran the King of Thorns special.
I had a lot of fun playing that.
I ran that one. That was a lot of fun.
Cool.
And then Neil and I played the Slithering with some of the guys from DICON, Jake Reynolds, Avenger Captain over there in the St. Louis area. And we have talked him into coming to the next FriendCon, him and hopefully Keith. I don't know if Keith's going to make it or not, but we're hoping to expand our circle of friends.
Which will probably be done and over with by the time this episode comes out.
Nope.
No, I don't think so.
Not yet? Not anymore.
Nope. Right. No, we're behind on backlog.
All right, good.
So you're getting the content fresher first.
Yeah, we're recording this. This will come out in about a month.
Wow.
Sweet.
That's awesome.
We can almost talk about current events now.
Almost. Yeah. Almost.
And Kurt's events.
Oh, yep. What?
Yeah.
Is new patio?
Yes. I have new patio stools. Yay, life.
What are they called?
As of this morning.
Saddle stools.
They look like tractors.
Let's get really heavily into Kurt's stool.
Yeah.
Well, we were talking about the shark rinse earlier, so it is on topic.
Now, you had to buy those because Neil broke your old ones, right?
Fat ass Neil.
It was me. The chair could not handle my girth. It is what it is.
The girth of his ass, not his penis.
I didn't say either of those things.
I don't think we needed specification there. Yeah.
It's whatever. No, I meant in game. Where the hell were we?
Oh, Smuggler Shiv.
Yeah, Smuggler Shiv.
It rains every day.
We had just finished building the lighthouse, and we had flagged down a boat, and we were getting ready to go.
Not yet, there, partner. No.
Didn't we kill that Misty Babe that turned back into the snake lady?
Yarzoff.
Didn't we kill her? I thought we did.
You sure did.
Think so. Yep.
And then we were ransacking her treasure trove.
Yes. We found a hidden panel in a wall below a car.
That's not innuendo. That is literal.
Yes.
And then decided to deface the temple or destroy the temple. I was going to. I don't know what the rest of y'all are doing.
Aren't you two of you at least still in the X-shaped room?
Three of us.
Me and Jarwin and
Little Boy.
Nope. And Ronan.
You guys had sent Ronan to go get the rest of us and told Tam that you two wanted to destroy things, so she went up into the room to try and make her sketches before you guys started smashing.
Well, yeah, because, Ronan's so small, and, he's usually not, really close to us anyway. If there's a tree, of course he's in the tree, so we just kind of forgot he wasn't there.
Yeah, that's accurate.
We're going to have to start hauling a tree around with us.
Just a small one. He's not
like a bonsai
tree. Well, you can get a feather token.
Hey, you've got a basket. It can just go on top of it.
No, see, what we need is to get us a leshy and just carry it around, and he can climb the leshy.
That'd be fun.
There we go.
Another leshy, Pete? We can call it a shooting platform.
Yeah.
So Cicero's going to serve double duty? Is that what I'm hearing?
Guard Cicero's tower. Not a leshy.
Oh. Oh, you're the leshy.
He's a flowering lattice.
There is no leshy in this group.
There is no leshy.
Must be thinking of a different campaign,
and no
I guess.
Leshy. You are. Which is odd for Pete here lately, because he seems to have a thing for leshies, but...
He has one leshy character.
And we talked about
that's
it
a
once.
Thing.
Once
he talks about it. He was talking about another one too many damn character.
In FriendCon group, we were talking about it.
Kurt, I really need you to use your big boy voice, man.
I'm using my big boy voice. I'm talking normally, so it's just quiet.
Then deep throat the mouse.
A mouse?
Never heard that before.
That would probably drown things out.
Armageddon!
All right, so...
For those of you that are curious, that is why our gaming convention is called Farmageddon. No, it's really not.
I don't think that's canon, man, but it's funny. All right, so let me remind you guys. This X-shaped room has a low ceiling and walls dense with ancient carvings and bas-reliefs of bat-winged demonic women, including a particularly large one on the northeast wall, whose lips are smeared with dried blood. A number of supplies like food and clothing, a couple water skins, well-used bedroll lie in the center of this room. There's your box text, boys.
Did you say Will's used bedroll?
Sure.
I'm not cleaning it up.
My notes actually said all the stuff that you said, really? And then at the bottom it said dead Yarsoth.
Oh, yeah.
She's also dead in there, so in the corner.
So we did that. All right. Yeah, I was asking Jason this earlier. I was trying to remember. Do you guys recall that those of you that were in the room, did you find any traps?
Yes, we sure did.
Oh, okay. How convenient.
Well, didn't we have to deactivate that one to get into the secret?
Well, I had a ring that made me immune to it.
Second we just bypassed it with
and I was telling people, we could just bypass it or destroy
what
it.
What kind of ring?
That ring of non-detection, I think it was. That specifically said in the spell that was listed in the trap that it ignored it. Something like that.
That's awesome.
I was like, wow, what a coincidence. I wonder why this magic just item is here. Just the
find this with a warning. Yeah.
What a bit of serendipity.
I know, right?
Fabuloso. All right.
That just smells good.
It does, doesn't it? Isn't that a fabric softener or something?
It's a multi-purpose cleaner. Yeah, it's very nice. Yeah. They made it, I think, first in Sargalva. They made it from some plants and the blossoms of the Sargalvan blood fruit tree, which also makes a very tasty wine.
Wow. I'd almost believe that if I didn't know it wasn't a bunch of bullshit.
Well, you say I'm lying, mate.
Prove him wrong.
I would never lie.
Prove him wrong.
If that was anybody else, what? They wouldn't be able to, but he... seeing as he's running the game.
What do you guys want to do to proceed here? There was this a drawer that I recall you were going to mess with.
We already did that.
Lift warding.
That was it.
The drawer, we got the contents out of it already.
No, we did.
And we were going to close it. We were discussing whether we should destroy the trap or keep it.
Okay.
And destroy the temple or not.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're talking about.
Because we got some ancient magic items out of the hidden panel drawer, and it was a scroll of restoration full, and a scroll of divination. Divination.
Yes. You do take good notes, Mark.
A card from a deck of illusions.
Uh-huh. An archaic one,
yes. Yeah. Look, you would not see these around anymore.
No.
But you said that back in the day, these were probably more prevalent.
Yeah.
And then we have a candle of truth. And a block of incense of meditation, so Nath can get his monk on.
Don't forget that scroll of wish.
Yes. No, I'm not seeing that here.
It was a high restriction, though. Only an evil snake creature can use it.
Good luck. Good try. Yeah.
I have a -4 on UMD. I'll try it.
All right, go for it.
What could possibly go wrong?
See what happens.
I at least have a positive number on that.
The card was a periton. Periton.
That's a big bird.
Rare beast that was more common during Aslan's height. Periton is detailed in the certain adventure path.
Is it big enough? Is it big enough to carry us all off the island? That's the most important thing.
Well,
Periton's
good news, bad news. It's the deck of illusion. That's your bad news. So, but the good news is, yeah, it could if it wasn't an illusion. You know.
I believe. I believe.
Hey, this isn't Warhammer 40K, and we're not the Space Orcs.
Well, I mean, I will say, I got a garbage illusion score, so garbage will
you
save.
You might buy
so.
It.
Huh?
Yeah, me too.
How would that work?
Then Tam and Artemis fly off to Sargava.
And by flying off, I mean falling in the ocean full of Darrows, and we're not seeing them again. Adaros, sorry.
And sharks. Don't forget the sharks.
Shark-like things.
Yeah.
So anyway, wherever we left off, Tam had gone into the room, and she's going to wave to the two guys in there and pull out her sketchbook and...
Start taking notes, huh?
Start sketching. And she's like, okay, just, you know, let me get the details down before you guys start breaking things. Ronan said you were going to break things.
All right, just for clarification, the ring is called Ring of Mind Shielding.
Ah, yes.
Which is funny. I now have two characters that wear that item.
Apparently it came in handy this time.
I also have a character with that item. It's a good item.
It really is. It's expensive as hell.
It's only $8,000.
What?
Yeah.
Is it only $8,000?
It is pretty expensive, but for what it does, I don't think that's expensive. It's quite useful in many, many forms.
So, I mean, I know it's been a while.
Yes.
But since we've got the panel open and we found the treasure, since Tam is very intent upon sketching everything, I'd like to give the whole place just another once over while she's doing that to make sure we didn't miss anything.
Fair enough. Go ahead and roll perception.
Mark's doing that. Tam would also ask while she's sketching. She'd be like, so you guys won't tell me what happened?
Well, I'm kind of fuzzy on part of it.
There was...
Because, like, I mean, I just came to and she was dead, so...
There was a fire and I was trying to save it from a baby. I think I killed somebody with
all
a
right,
fire.
All right, I'll ask Ronan.
We came up here with the mist form like the way she did. She got up here first. She prepared. I believe she cast Charm Person.
Dominate
Person on little Artie boy here.
She did.
And,
really?
Artie started doing really strange things to her butt, and while they were doing that, we just killed her, and that's kind of where we're at.
Really? I mean, I had a go. No, I did not have a go ahead. She's a snake person. I didn't do a click. I know better.
I'm just saying. There's some weird stuff going on.
I think somebody's lying.
Somebody's phone is
once again
having
fun. We say cloaca more than any other podcast.
Is that the mower outside again?
No, Britt's phone's going off.
Oh.
Well, I mean, but she's dead, so did I... I mean, I didn't do that, right?
No, you didn't. I'm just fucking with you.
Oh, God.
You fucked her to death.
Well, I mean... it has happened. Just not lately.
Speaking of, Tam, are you feeling okay?
What disease
you're in the other room.
Procreate here.
Now, hey, look. Now, I don't like to speak about my past, but it is rather flowery. sometimes when one needs money and they are young... they are recruited by ladies of higher society and of greater age. And, things what? Happen,
Like and bats in the belfry kind of thing, or what?
Well, kind of like, rub my bunions, play hide the sausage, and gotcha. Then all of a sudden the old lass just kind of went, and I thought she was having her time, and it was, but she never came back from that, and she quit breathing, and I had to leave very quickly.
Did she ever find the sausage?
when I pulled it out, it was with me, so no.
So you never really hid the sausage, you just kept it on you.
Well, I mean, it was more of an in-and-out type hiding thing,
Kind of give and take kind
it's
of
not
s-
fair.
Situation.
I mean, you should be a good sport. Why didn't you at least hide it so she had a chance to find it?
Well, I mean, Ronan, I mean, I don't know if you understand. I mean, again, it's like the handy thing. I don't want to show you. I really need to, have someone else... give you a class in that. And when we get to civilization, I'm
never playing hide the sausage with you. You cheat.
Yes. Yes. That is a very good point. Yes, Roman. And when we two should never play hide the sausage together.
Fucking frogs.
That was a good one.
Yeah, yes, we should never play hide the sausage together, Ronan, because I would cheat you, my friend.
that was pretty good, gotta say.
And we're back.
I think you broke me.
We broke Jason.
Just how indignant he sounded is what really did it. We're just like, no. You cheat.
I think we discussed whether we could fit Ronan in the drawer or not. I think I remember talking
about
that.
Yeah, we did talk about that.
It's like, there's a pretty good place to get rid of this frog forever.
Won't they be surprised in 100 years when they open the drawer and they find a skeletal frog?
Everybody do the Michigan.
Wouldn't it be great?
Fuck you guys.
He could be a haunt, and that's all he would do. He'd
hello, my back. Baby. Hello, my honey. Hello, my ragtime gal.
That's all he would do, and then he'd
maybe
go
my
away.
Heart's on fire.
It's has the effects of irresistible dance.
Yeah. Audrey's irresistible dance. That's fantastic.
Irresistible dance and horrible laughter, you know.
Hideous laughter.
Hideous laughter.
And what's the disco ball one called?
You got
dancing,
me.
Dancing. Is it dance? No, it's not Dancing Lights. Fuck, what is it called?
Color Spray?
No, it's the one that makes a disco ball that stays there for like several rounds and it fascinates.
Saturday Night Fever?
Yeah. No,
it fascinates everybody with the will say.
Boogie Nights?
It makes a dick for.
Yeah. What's a dick for?
It's for fucking.
They be fucking in San Quentin.
Grease?
No.
It's the word. The
Grease
word
that too.
You heard. Now you got me wondering what the hell's this disco ball spell you're talking about?
Disco stew.
It's Disco Studio Tom, Nights. And he's the pilot of the Absolution from Toonami. Thank you.
Well, Disco Stew is from The Simpsons.
Oh, really? I don't remember him.
Are you going to find it?
No. Keep talking, and when I find it, I'll chime in.
So anyway, Tam quickly finishes her notes.
Okay.
On the room, and has basically stopped listening to everybody else once they clearly were just making up their stories. And she's already aware that Artemis likes to be dominated, so she believes that part. And she turns back into a mist and goes back down.
Whoa.
It's to see Nath and Meta, and she's just like, all right, well, I'm glad to be back with you two.
Do you have that spell? How are you going to turn back into a mist?
You said it lasts like 10 minutes.
Oh. So this is a quick sketch is what you're saying?
Yep.
You're not going days-long detail?
No.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, did we find anything else up there after we cleaned out the secret drawer?
What'd you roll?
Well, I didn't do very well, but I think Darwin probably did better.
I almost forgot you were doing a perception check.
I mean, I'd take 20, fucking just scour the place.
Yeah, he was looking for the sausage.
No, that was Ronan. That was Ronan.
Yeah.
So what did you roll?
Well, I only got a 15, and he's going to take 20.
All right. No, yeah, you recognize, maybe I talked about this last time, maybe I didn't. There's food there, like I said. There's some fish fillets. There's some monkey meat.
More specifically, myself personally, I mean, I was looking for shinies, of course, but you said that we found most of those or all of those. But what about other modes of egress from this room? I mean,
no.
Is it just up and down, or is there a crack somewhere, or somewhere where a vaporous person could squeak out of there?
No.
Okay.
One way in, one way out.
All right.
There are some clothing on the ground, too. The rest of the group can recognize them. Oh, that's Aina's shit right there. Yeah, I remember her back when we didn't know anything about her. Yeah, all your suspicions would be confirmed by that, probably. That's about it, man. Ain't nothing left.
I'm going to leave.
Welcome back, Tam.
Will you two turn into mist and then float down to the room below?
Yes, if I have to.
You don't have to. You can squeeze going all the way through.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Hi, Meta.
So, how was it up there? You get all the notes taken you needed?
Yep, I got everything I needed. Not a lot else.
I look at Meta, I'm like, don't ever play hide the sausage with those two. They cheat.
You shouldn't play with your food.
It's a good idea. I mean, why would you hide sausage anyway?
Saving it for later, I guess.
Artemis will also go back into gaseous form and go back down to join the others. And then when he pops back out of gaseous form, he'll go, hey, look what we found in a secret drawer up there. And I will show them all the stuff that we found.
Nath's over in the corner having second thoughts about carrying snakes around in this place. Now that we've seen the snake people and he hears hide the sausage and just like double takes like...
That's neat. Artemis, what do they do?
Well, like I said, Jarwin, did he come back down yet?
Yeah, what's up?
Oh, there he is.
Right. Just pokes his head down. What?
Yeah. He said that this one is a scroll of restoration, this one is a scroll of denovation, and then there's this magical card that will like make this giant bird appear, but it's not real or something. I don't know. It's like an illusion deck or something.
Yeah, it's a deck of illusion.
And then if you burn this candle, you have to tell the truth, which could be dicey around this group, so we may not want to burn that anytime soon. And then, hey, Nath, you may like this. It's a block of incense of meditation, because you do that meditating thing, right?
I do. This would be very helpful.
Are you sure you're just not sitting there sleeping with your eyes closed? I mean...
No, have you ever tried to sneak up on him?
Well, yeah, I mean, I have several times. I mean, that's why I thought he was asleep.
Apparently you were extremely sneaky, because I don't remember you sneaking up on me.
That's what I do.
Erased yourself from my memory.
Wow. Wish I could do that. There's several cities I could go back to.
We're pretty sure we're done here now, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty ready to get out of this place. I think we covered everything we need.
Have we fully explored the area here?
I feel like we have. At the very least, this is a big enough room that, again, I'm going to mark it for further exploration for, like, a confirmation team.
Just for flavor, can Nath tell what quality this incense is? This is, like, Spirit Quest material?
Peyote.
Let's find out.
Right now, Ronan's kind of walking around with this puzzled look on his face, you know?
No, we don't know. Why?
Well, he stops and he looks and he goes, you know, if everyone is hiding the sausage, I wonder if someone has ever found someone else's sausage.
Ronan.
I don't think you understand. The sausage
is his penis.
What?
It's...
What? It's called a euphemism. I don't know if you know what a euphemism is because you're a Gripply, but it's a word that people, or a phrase that people say when they don't want to be crass or rude in, you know, genteel company.
Oh, Ronan, that's not food. They're not playing with food.
Well, it's you disgusting. Can eat it, but you shouldn't chew.
Well, I mean, it is filled with juice.
And you, and you hide it.
This, ladies and gentlemen, is the result of multiple years of studying human culture.
Nath, do you have an appraise skill?
I do.
Okay, roll that for me, would you?
3.
And it looks like your standard fare for a block of incense.
Does a 15 help any?
Nah.
Yep, you're right, Nath. It's a standard block of incense meditation.
Yep. Just well, your basic...
Just your basic run-of-the-mill incense. Magical item.
Yep.
we'll smash that away for later.
What kind of a knowledge check would it be to identify it? I mean, is it we've already identified it, or is it just...
You've already identified it.
Okay.
Yeah.
He just wanted to know if it was, like, really, really good incense.
All right. The spell I was talking about is from 3.5.
Of course.
There's a version in Pathfinder or not, but it's called Otto's Sphere of Dancing. It's a disco ball that affects an area and continues to affect the area as long as it's active.
You can tell by the way I use my walk. I'm a chicken man. Bok, 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 bok.
Peach Chicken Ranch. This is Peach Chicken Ranch. This is a new theme song, by the way.
So, Meta's going to head for the exit of this building.
Tam goes with her.
Oh, I follow.
So, yeah, currently you're all down in the River of Blood room, for lack of a better term, where the big statue is, right? Everybody's down there now, right?
I feel like Nath has been slowly edging his way out of the room since the hide the sausage comment.
I feel like Nath has been slowly edging.
Good word choices, everybody.
We're still doing phrasing.
Did we have a consensus on whether we wanted to destroy this shrine or not? I want to.
Tam votes no. I'd rather any destruction be done after it's cataloged.
Okay.
Meta votes no as well. Destroying religious items tends to bring the wrath of the gods, even the good ones. So let's leave it be.
Okay.
Well, here's the thing. Tam, are you going to turn it over to your Pathfinder mates and let them come and do it? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
Well, I mean, and from our conversations, don't they have like a, I don't know what you call it, it's a... With, I don't remember whether it's a sect or a faction, maybe, that don't they deal in stuff like this? Like, you know, evil artifacts and they're safeguarding or making them safe?
Yes.
Okay, see, so that's what's going to happen, Meta. I mean, they may not destroy it, but I mean, they could come here and consecrate it or whatever so that somebody else didn't stumble on this and, like, start this whole process all over again.
Well, that's what I was worried about.
That'd be fine, but destroying things like that tend to bring the wrath of bad things. We've had whole tribes taken out back home from that stuff.
That's, you know, probably improving the world a little bit. That's fine.
I think if I recall correctly, you realize this god is no longer a god anymore.
Yeah,
it's dead,
right?
Yeah. So
you walk up to a god there, Britt, and tell it's not a god and see what happens.
Puny god.
The only thing I need to know is if somebody asks me if I'm a god.
And you say yes! Could you check the table in front of you and see if you see my little Gripply mini?
It's up here.
It's over there.
It's up there. It's up there right next to...
Oh, okay. There he is.
Hey, Kurt, the table spins.
I know. I built it.
So, we go. Yeah. I hear there's a lovely duck-tailed rock this time of year.
Yes.
Yes, we were looking for that. I don't remember what for, but you had a treasure map or something?
Yeah, Ishiro gave me a treasure map.
That's right.
And we know where it is. We just have to, you know, go there.
Over there. We saw.
Well, I mean, do we want to rest, or do we want to just trudge over there? How is everybody feeling?
I suggest we get out of the possibly water buried location.
Yeah, we'll have to go around part of one of the lagoons here. So, I'd say let's start walking.
Personally, I feel great. I think we should go straight there.
I mean, I'm fine too. I mean, I'm amenable to that. Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, Tim's a little banged up, but nothing worth commenting on.
Mm-hmm. Then why did you comment on it?
Nothing worth commenting on in character.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Anyone else?
No, I'm fine, thanks.
I could use a dose. You got one?
All right, I heal the GM for fast healing one for 4 rounds.
Front rubs.
Thanks. Getting on out of here. So you make it all the way through this bizarre little temple. Question. Are you going to leave the door open, or are you going to close it?
How are we going to close it?
Well, it's kind of slow.
Make Nath do it.
I was going to volunteer, but...
I could probably take care of that.
Let Nath pull the lever and then run really fast.
Nath,
go.
Wait until I get outside.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to wait until everyone got outside, except me.
That's that wisdom score.
Yeah. That's just, I thought that was the plan, but okay.
Yeah, so
we'll enact that plan.
All right, you do so. And what's your move rate?
40, and if I'm dashing, which I probably will, it'll be 80.
Be 80, yeah, because it's straight up the stairs, if I recall correctly.
What the fuck is dashing?
Yes.
That must be a 5.0 thing, huh?
In one point, open sleigh.
Yep.
I wouldn't know. I haven't played since March.
Nothing all the way.
Yeah, you shouldn't have any trouble making it. All good. Yay. So you all get out. The door closes
behind you.
The basket,
however.
Oh, the basket. I forgot about the basket.
Smush.
Just get attached to the little pupa basket.
I'll just punch my way out. It'll be fine.
No, we're saying is you make it out, but the basket's on your back and it gets caught. Smush.
I use my ample stealth score to sneak it through.
Just sneak it past the GM. It's fine.
Now you're down in that recessed area there. It's below the normal tide level. And you meander your way back up the switchbacks and so on and so forth.
Did we want to stop by and see?
No,
you don't want to talk to Aquabus?
I really don't see there's much point in talking to Captain Aquabus again.
Okay, well, just a thought.
I mean, if everybody else wants to, I won't complain, but...
What's the matter with that?
Nothing wrong with it. I just don't see that there'd be any good to come of it.
Orthel. He was a funny little fellow there, wasn't he? I mean...
Yeah, a little odd.
That was awesome.
Very.
And Nath was the captain, Commodore Nath. I remember
Commodore
that.
Commodore Nath.
My favorite memory is Will just going, what I don't understand what we're doing. And everybody else is just like, neither do we!
I thought I was alone.
Just go with it.
Just let the dice do the talking. It'll be fine.
So we get back up to the level of the jungle proper.
Yes.
And now Nath is not leading because Tam says she knows where the dovetail rock is at.
Ducktail.
Woo!
Boo-boo.
Lubu. I just started playing Dynasty Warriors again with my kids. So
nice.
Lubu is
right Lubu's there. Lubu's story is pretty wild.
Yeah.
Pheasant-tailed rock, then?
I don't think dovetails and pheasant-tails look the same, so I'm going to have to...
They do not, but
or
that's ducktails. Okay. No. We're just going to continue to change the avian creature.
Well, what we're going to do is we're going to give Nath a duck-tailed haircut.
So, like, Lubu and there's another guy, Kiji Maeda, they were known for switching sides in the middle of battle because they were mercenaries and they would just do whatever the fuck they wanted.
Hmm.
And they would just like, eh, fuck it. This looks like more fun. Just go and kill all the people he was just fighting with. It's pretty weird.
That's not very good for your long-term employment.
I know, but they were mercenaries, so they just...
It is really good for your long-term employment, because then whomever's left has to pay you.
Pretty much, yeah.
when
otherwise, you'll kill them.
In the mythology of Lubu, yeah. He didn't just, you know, switch sides for gits and shiggles. He switched sides because the other side was like, hey, what are they paying you?
Yeah.
Okay, 3 times that.
Yeah. In the video games, he's portrayed as like a titan, basically. Like, just badass motherfucker. He uses this, like, 14-foot-long pole arm and just wrecks everybody's face. It's pretty sweet.
Yep. Based on the Romance of the Three Kingdoms, if anybody's ever interested.
Yep.
I've played the shit out of those games.
Same.
I feel like I've fallen into a foreign language tape. I
didn't well, it is. I believe Romance of the Three Kingdoms is the oldest known piece of literature. Mm-hmm. It's an ancient Chinese story.
Mm. So kind of you were right, yeah. Cool.
Right.
There was actually a Magic the Gathering set for Romance of the Three Kingdoms.
Yeah, I know. It's
extremely expensive.
Yeah, it was a very limited run, and I have some of the reprints, and every time I find them, I collect them because they're
really
cool.
There's some really good cards in that set, too, that are still viable today.
Don't laugh at that. That's not funny.
Fucking nerds. Speaking of nerds, we were at a gaming convention, Doc, how we talked about earlier, and we were at the restaurant, and I saw six people crammed into a booth that I had seen at the con earlier, and I walked by and I give them the stink eye and go, nerds! And they all just looked at me like, what the fuck? And started laughing. And then we're at the con later the next day, and one of the guys who was sitting at the table walked past me, did the same thing to me. He goes, nerd! And I go, yes! Yes! It was pretty great.
Mm-hmm. Poor Mark's probably sitting there too, huh? Was that DICON you said?
Yeah, no, he didn't see those happen.
Oh, okay.
No, Mark was busy hanging out with the cool kids.
Oh, okay.
We were at a gaming convention.
Yeah. So, what's your point?
The cool kids, yeah.
We're all cool kids. That's
oh, okay.
Unless Jason
Mark, you're
goes.
So nice.
Aw, I'm not really.
So,
he's just a good actor.
You should have heard the funny shit we were talking about when I was hanging out with them at the Opera House, though. That was ridiculous.
Yeah, so now everybody at the table except Neil hasn't been to my house or to the Opera House, so we need to rectify that.
I was really considering going this last time, but yeah, I was beat from work, man. Sorry. Possibly next time.
Right on. Possibly. It'll be there.
So, I think we were heading to the Chicken Tail Rock.
So,
yes.
Here's the question, guys.
The Cocktail Rock.
So I'm going to hold up this here map, and at this point in the video, this is where Will's going to put the copy of the map up. Right, Will?
I mean, sure, if we did that anymore.
Will's going to make an exception and be a really good guy about this. So we're down here on this like south part of the island, right?
Yep.
About 2 miles from the southern coast. And there's this big lagoon that looks like a big like pirate hook thing. We're on the tip of the hook.
More like a
sickle?
Crab claw kind of. Oh, you're not talking about the water, are you? Never mind.
Anyway, so the Dovetail Rock is on the other side of this hook, on like kind of close to the east coast here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The northeast.
So we have two choices. We can either go all the way up and around this hook and then back down, or we can be adventurous and go up through the
peninsula.
Inside of this hook, the peninsula, and then try to cross the water. We could also check out the Teeth Shack over here. Or we could go to D7, which is this random little island, and try to do some more adventuring and exploring.
We should do.
I'm all about venturing. And exploring.
We should do as much swimming as possible with Meta.
Well, I was just going to say I'm fine with going and trying to ford the river there, as long as we rest before we get to there, because then I can levitate again and be balloon Meta.
That's what I was thinking too.
You're always balloon Meta though.
Balloon.
Yeah.
Except when you skin sand, that kind of makes me want to vomit.
No, that's the epitome of balloon.
Yeah.
I could prepare that tomorrow.
No, actually, I'm good.
Only that's one half of
a deflated balloon.
Yeah, no,
it's like
I'm good.
A deflated Meta balloon. It's just really sad, and it is gross.
It's like a used condom.
Nah, is down for adventure.
I was waiting right until he started to take a drink to say that. I saw the look on his face.
But it's like a 4'11". Use condom. But he's like
do
Meta.
A spit take.
Yeah, he almost did.
Well, funny is like he kept drinking too. Like, he's like, no, I need this fucking caffeine.
Got to get over the hump. If I keep drinking, I won't cough.
Sorry, Pete. That's just too funny.
You're welcome, Pete.
I was all red in the face. So,
where did I tell you the Ducktail Rock was?
K.
Okay.
I'm glad I told you because. Obviously, I forgot.
GM is currently going, oh, shit, that's actually an A.
Oh, shit, I'm the one GMing.
Right.
A was our original base camp.
I know.
Or B was.
Yeah, it was up in that area.
Yeah.
Something like that. It's almost like it's alphabetical. Almost.
Almost. Except for, you know, we're also all the way down here, and there's several C8s.
Yeah, there's a lot of duplicates.
Yes.
And they're surrounding the X.
That's 8 crabs.
Xbox the sport.
I was going to go for like a double explosive. It's not just C4, it's C8.
Or it's C, the eighth option.
It implodes.
Yeah. It's like hiding the sausage, but in real life.
You're not just hiding the sausage. You're hiding the whole thing.
The whole kin caboodle.
Speaking of implosions, the Warehouse 13 board game Kickstarter funded.
Yes. Cool. So, oh, cool.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to getting that.
Yeah.
Speaking of Kickstarters, I just got my Reaper 4 Bones Kickstarter delivered last week.
Ooh.
And now I have a lot more minis. Well, five, yes. I still have four minis, and now I have Bones 5 minis. So I have mini minis.
Mini minis.
I was going to say, if you just got your Bones 4, you need to soup.
Yeah, no, they are very good. I mean, even with the container problem that they had with the import export and everything, I still got my stuff fairly quickly, which was
I bet COVID very nice. Slowed that down significantly.
It hurt bad. Bad.
Did you guys decide which way you're going to go?
Yes.
Yes.
That way.
Peninsula, cross water, check out the island that's on the way.
The way to high.
So we'll probably head to X.
So more of a straight line kind of approach, huh?
Yep. As the crow flies.
All right.
Or the cockatiel.
Yeah.
The birds of paradise.
Old Trapper Bops. Beef jerky. If you guys want to support us.
This particular flavor, yeah.
Pepper. Shout out to Old Trapper Beef Jerky. You guys are great. If you want to sponsor us, you can send one of your players and you can sit on Jason's lap while we game a session.
We can make you the official beef jerky of Shield Bash Podcast.
Yep, and Neil will jerk your beef.
Whoa!
I won't, actually. I won't.
I meant, you like, as a job, like, you'll go into where they make the meat. And
oh, okay. No,
and jerk their beef.
Yeah.
I won't do that.
No?
Okay. I don't agree to that.
He's not a beef jacket.
It's too bad.
No. He just likes the beef jerky.
Just a taffy slapper?
Yeah.
I think Old Trapper makes they make sausage too. Then you know,
pumpkin pounder.
Give that to Mark. He could go hide it around the yard.
It's pumpkin smasher.
Pumpkin smasher.
Ooh, that was a potato smasher.
No, it's smashing pumpkins.
Yeah.
Oh, all
right. What about Gallagher?
No, that's watermelons.
That's watermelons.
I could do a pumpkin also, and cantaloupe too.
Been known to do that as well.
Unless you're talking about the midgetar, then it's smashed potatoes.
We were not. Yes, no. The midgetar.
Was that the gnome barbarian? Times.
No, it was an actual midgetar.
Oh, sweet.
A midget minotaur.
Nice.
It led into a whole slew of humorous ideas of like a group of centaurs, but they're Shetland ponies.
Nice.
Wow.
Lamias, but it's a garden snake. Nice. You know. Sphinx, but it's a house cat. You know, just that shit.
Nice.
Wow. This is...
Red caps, but it's a garden gnome. You know, just...
Well, red caps are pretty small to begin with, so but I get the gist. Yeah. That was like the opposite of that we were talking about today. What if bears are just dire badgers?
Yeah. I mean, possums basically are dire rats.
Yeah.
Are OUSs? I don't believe they exist.
I love this concept.
You mean rodents of unusual size?
We watched that with the kids while we were on vacation during one of the rainy days, and they were like, "We don't get it."
Yeah.
I was like, "Well, it's hilarious," and we will watch it until you think it's hilarious.
We'll wait for your intellect to catch up.
Which part did they not get?
Kind of the whole thing. I mean, I'm not surprised. They're 5 and 7. They really don't understand.
That's no
like
excuse.
It's a dry humor sort of
no.
situation. They're still more into like
there's always time for lubricant.
Just slapstick comedy.
I just watched an interview with Mandy Patinkin, and he jumps back into some of his favorite parts of that movie, and he starts doing the voice and the character, and he still just nails it. He's still got it.
That's good. He's a good actor. I'm surprised he isn't like more prevalent.
My favorite part about the whole movie is Andre the Giant's 45-second fart.
Oh, yeah. You okay, boss?
Yeah, I'm okay. I feel better.
Yeah, I saw, speaking of that 45-second fart, I saw a biopic of Andre the Giant, his whole like 2-hour thing, his whole life, and then they talked about Princess Bride, and that was one of the things that they brought up was this huge 45-second fart that he let. And he's like, "Hey, he's a big guy, big farts."
Yeah.
Wallace Shawn, in an interview, talked about how he was actually really nervous for the scenes where you're going up the cliffs of insanity.
Yeah, yeah.
But then, like Andre the Giant was like holding, like cradling him,
like
and
a baby.
Was just like, "Don't worry, I will protect you." He's like, and I just felt better. Like, this guy's like twice my size. Like, he said he would take care of me.
Well, what I found really fascinating too is they were talking about Andre, because that was towards the end of his life.
Yep.
And he was in like serious pain. Back and
his joints
and stuff were failing him. And in fact, a lot of the stuff he couldn't do that they wanted him to do, so they had to modify and stuff, like the fight with Kerry Elwins, and then the biggest thing was at the end where he catches Robin Wright. They actually had to lower her down with wires,
mm-hmm.
and then he could hold her just long enough to get the shot, and then mm-hmm. they set her down. But yeah, and you would never know from his performance. And they said he never complained. He never wanted to take breaks or anything. He was having the time of his life. They said mm-hmm. when he was doing it.
I remember along that line, that in that same Close of Insanity scene, they couldn't actually put people on his back because it would have.
Because it would have hurt him far too much. Yeah.
So, yep. Like, that's why when you see him going up, like, it's all stuffed.
Yep.
Speaking of stuffed.
Did you find it, GM?
The sausage?
No.
Oh.
So, you're going to head basically due north, right?
No.
No?
Still X.
No, you're heading towards X.
Yep.
I found X, yes.
Britt's like, yeah. Weird, that's what I prepared for.
So, you're going to go straight north, right?
Whereas, here's the deal, like... We don't know what X is. X is whatever he happens to have prepared.
X is where the dire chupacabra lives.
That's what I was like.
Actually, X has four wings. Officially, the Red Mountain.
Oh.
Yes.
Ooh.
And it is the highest point of the whole island.
Well, Ronan faces fears.
Maybe. But it's a low mountain by mountain standards. It's barren of vegetation. The jagged rise of the rust-red stones. Hey, I wore the right shirt for this, didn't I? Red Rock Sedona shirt. Juts from the earth like an immense scar, providing a... Oh, that's a fun word to say. Something that induces vertigo? Vertiginous? view of the surrounding blue of the seemingly endless ocean.
Vertiginous?
Yeah, vertiginous.
I think it's pronounced thing that makes you dizzy.
Yeah.
It's like when you look down from a great height and you feel like you're going to fall, but you're not.
So it might, you know, if you're going to climb that, it's a low mountain, but still it's going to slow your progress just a little bit.
Does it say what the elevation is, GM?
It does not.
It's 8675309 inches.
Mm-hmm. It's 45, 30.
It's a magic mountain. It's like that bridge in the temple.
That bridge in the temple earlier.
The
we call those Witch Mountain.
The interesting thing, though, is...
I'll race you.
You fine, I'm not going to tell you now. Fuckers.
We missed you, too.
But from here, you can see the lighthouse.
What lighthouse?
You know. The lighthouse.
Oh, the lighthouse that we're rebuilding?
No, the other lighthouse, the one that's already built and functional.
Oh.
That's been there the whole time.
We should probably go there instead
we
of rebuilding
see
our
the other lighthouse.
Wait, how tall is the lighthouse?
Well, it's on the other side of the mountain. It blocked our view. That's why we couldn't see it.
That's what makes exactly sense. Right. Yeah. No, but here it's tall enough to where you're above all the trees and vegetation and so on, and it's a direct shot. Oh, there it is. It's over there.
That's cool.
Does it look like they have it working yet?
Oddly enough, it does look like they're getting closer and closer.
I would like to use the exanguated monkey and the snake skins to jerry-rig a hang glider. And, on down the mountain there.
Are you a pixie?
I admit to nothing.
Okay.
I mean, if I was a pixie, I could just fly. So.
I was going to say, if you're a pixie, it works. If you're not, it doesn't. Sorry.
So, there's that. And there's a large grassy hilltop to your north.
So, Tam, does this match the map that you got from Ashiro?
No, the map I got is for Ducktailed Rock, and it's still. Woo. And she points across the water. It's over there.
Okay, all right. Does it look like anybody's been up on here? I mean, recently. I mean, are there tracks? Are there footprints?
Excellent question.
Drag marks? Anything like uh-huh. that?
Yeah, that's good. Good thought. Got a survival check.
Probably not a really good one, but I'll try. That's not horrible. It's a 17.
That's not bad at all. Yeah, it looks like it's probably been a while since somebody's been up here, human or otherwise.
Do you want some help with these survival checks?
Well, I mean, that's why I asked.
All right, I got a 6.
You find what you think is a print. Jarvan starts peeing on it.
I'm helping.
It's now moist. You can see it better, right?
Meta got a 13.
My survival modifier is a minus 2.
Mine's worse.
I guess we should head towards your dovetail rock, love.
Yeah, I'm sure it helps that Ronan and I are both rolling single digits.
Can I take 20 to find the nest of the Chupacabra so we can loot it?
No.
You've already been there and done that.
The Red Mountain one we had? Uh-huh.
Yeah, we found that on the way down.
That was on the beach. That's
where I got the Javelin of Lightning.
Yeah, that was on the beach, wasn't it?
Well, it was on the way down to the...
Well, think about it like this, okay? We know it's called the Red Mountain Devil because of Pezcock. Pezcock is terrified of this thing.
He probably doesn't know anything about it.
Well, he probably knows it comes from over near the Red Mountain, but he probably didn't come over here and be like, I'm going to go look for its nest of this thing that I'm terrified of.
That's fair.
Right?
Like, well, it does make sense. I was just hoping there was like a rainbow hedgehog I could catch.
No.
Shut up, Will. GM, is there a rainbow hedgehog that I can catch?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Is there some
other... Let me check. No.
Is there some other creature that will grant the wish spell when I capture it up here?
No. Damn. Good try, though.
I was going to wish for the lighthouse to be done.
So, kind of that way, Tam, to that rock over there across the ravine?
What you do see, though, are some stones at the summit here, which are interesting because if you look real close, there's a few bones laying around. Little scraps of... like rope.
This is more of the ritual.
Does anybody
shit?
Know what kind of bones these are?
Meta is inspecting them.
Yes.
What kind of check do you want, GM?
I think that would qualify as a heal check, wouldn't it?
That's a heal, survival, nature. But yeah. heal would be my default. I agree.
That'd be a 22 on heal check.
Okay.
I assist her with a 19.
That'd be a 24 on heal check.
Okay.
Math also assists.
That'd be a 26 on heal check.
I give aids.
That'd be a 28 on heal check.
Kurt, waiting on you.
Do I hear 30?
That'd be a 30 on heal check.
Guidance.
That'd be a 31 on heal check.
Okay, with a 31.
Inspire confidence.
That'd be a 12 on heal check.
Oh, my God.
So with a 31 or whatever, you realize, this looks like a phalange from a human. This one looks like a tibia from a monkey. So you got different species bones. Not very many of them, but there's a few here and a few there. You start to kind of put it together a little bit, and you go, huh, Ronan's not the only one that's scared to death of the Red Mountain Devil, like you said. Pezcock also is, right? What if... the cannibals were scared to death of him, too. And maybe, just maybe, they would leave the Red Mountain Devil some sacrifices so they would leave the cannibals alone.
Did you say snackrifices?
Yes.
Huh.
So there's that.
So now the Red Mountain Devil coming and attacking us while we were near the camp actually makes a lot of sense.
They were feeding it.
It's just a...
people.
Creature living its life.
They were giving it people food.
Well, they were giving it people for food, but yes, you're technically right.
I hold up the
Soylent Green,
the human phalange. I'm like, you guys want me to keep this in case you misplace one later?
No.
Tam will like hold her hand up to it and just, nah, it's the wrong size.
Okay. So, the Crowtail Rock's over there, so we ought to head that way.
Keep walking.
We wanted to hit that little island, too. What did you say it was? D8?
D7.
D7?
D8 is further south of us. Well, actually, no. Right now, D8 is basically due east.
Is it also an island?
Yes.
Do you want to check that one out while we're here?
How far from this mountain is it?
Two miles. To the coast. Well, to the coast, mile and a half. As the crow flies, obviously. We're going to be moving up and down and through. But okay, so here's the deal, guys. We've been through the top part of the hook already. My suggestion is that we go to D7, hit the Ducktailed Rock, cross back over, and then do this bottom coast on the way back, because we haven't traveled through that at all.
All right, that's fine.
That sounds good. Let's go to the Peacock-Tailed Rock.
I'm fine with that, yeah.
Wait, so you're not going to D7 now?
We're going to D7. They were asking if we should go to D8.
Yeah.
Oh,
we're going to do D7, and then we're going to go to the Rock.
I was busy looking for D7.
We're going to go to the Rock Rock.
Okay. Yeah, we'll do D8 Summit next time.
Sorry, the Rock-Tailed Rock.
D8 Summit next time?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think our plan is to basically get up to the coast and then camp at rest so A, Meta can get her levitate back, and B, the rest of us can just kind of rest for a bit and breathe.
Yep. All right. Camping out here somewheres? Is that what I was hearing? Sorry.
Yeah, that's fine.
I mean, I thought that's what somebody suggested.
Where? How far away was the tooth cabin?
From D7, it's about a mile and a half. From Ducktailed Rock, about a mile. It's west.
You want to stay there?
No, it's across the water.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, I was going to say, wasn't that Area J?
Yeah, I couldn't remember exactly where it was. I don't have a map, so I was just trying to remember.
It's either I or L3.
Dang it, Neil.
Oh, yeah, J is something totally different because there's multiple J's. Never mind.
I3.
Yeah.
Multiple J's sounds like a good time.
Two skinny J's? That's a band. Never mind.
Okay.
I could strip off my armor and float. Not sure how safe that would be.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, not. So that's the question. Which side of the... You guys going to stay on the Red Mountain side of this the land, or are you going to try and cross first and Red get to Mountain D7 side, right? And then camp there?
We're on the Red Mountain side right now, yes.
Yeah.
Tam suggests waiting, like camp this side.
Yeah, let's do it fresh when we're fresh in the morning. I think that's a better plan.
I mean, there are advantages on the Red Mountain. I mean, if you're still up there,
yeah,
you can see miles around. You could see anything coming.
And if we start a fire, anything can see us.
That's true, too.
Darwin's going to look for a nice hidey hole place for us to set up camp with a two.
That sounds pretty damn good.
Yeah.
That's your survival check?
Sure was.
Man.
Yeah, he picks the place where they were staking out the sacrifices and said, hey, this looks like it's been well used.
Pretty good.
In the middle of the rocks.
Yeah. This looks fine.
Right in some fresh bird poop.
Right. Small plateau so that everybody can see from three directions instead of just two.
Yep.
So I make a motion that we change the name of Ducktail Rock to the Chicken Tail Rock because this episode of Shield Bash brought to you by Pete's Chicken Ranch. Best cocks in Farmer City.
Whole lot of clucks for just a few bucks.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Aye. All those opposed say nay.
Meow.
Nay.
Motion carries.
Meow.
Pete now must dress like the Colonel.
That was not originally in the motion. If you'd like to make an amendum, please do it formally. We'll need written forms in triplicate or create a new motion.
Where do you find one of those ties that the... I mean, geez, that's...
It's just really thick shoelaces.
It's a Kentucky bow tie.
Okay.
Roll your bluff, sir. Roll your bluff. After that reaction, though, you're going to take a -4 circumstance penalty to it.
And Brandon goes, what's a shoelace?
Do we survive the night?
I guess, you know, what we're going to have to do there, Neil? So we're going to have to find out next time on Shield Bash.
Oh, I knew he was going to say
Does
that.
Does Ronan ever find out what a sausage is?
We'll have to find out next time on Shield Bash.
We're a handy.
Never. Not happening.
Thank you and good night.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Yes!
Shield Bash is made in association with Knights of the Octagon and Farmageddon Gaming Convention. Find us online at shieldbash.net, on Facebook at Shield Bash, on Twitter at Bash Shield, and on YouTube at Shield Bash. Music by Lee Rosevier. Serpent Skull and Pathfinder are the property of Paizo Publishing Incorporated. Leave a comment on iTunes for a chance to hear us read it out on the podcast. Questions and comments can be sent to shieldbashpodcast@gmail.com.
Ole, 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 ole.
How is it, Kurt?
I don't notice a change.
Do you want me to go now? How is that?
Pete's Chicken Ranch, best cocks of Farmer City.
Whole lot of clucks for just a few bucks.
I had to actually explain that to my coworker this last week because I was playing Shield Bash podcast in the truck, and he's like, "So where's this restaurant?"
That's good shit.
No, no, it's just running gag we got, you know.
Are you happy, Kurt? It looked fine to begin with.
I mean, I just hear a lot more sound, ambient sound, than I ever have before today, and I don't know why.
Well, part of it, too, is like all the microphones are picking up the air conditioning.
Oh, okay.
Is that a thing?
Yes.
Okay.
Like, I hear people's pins and, like, dice when the people are messing with dice and stuff, and I've never heard that before.
Wow.
So I don't know
if... Was this your annual ear cleaning?
I don't know if I got new Android ears and I didn't know it.
Yeah, it could be just like you're desensitized now.
There was that possible abduction last week.
Okay.
Maybe
they must have got me too.
Yeah.
It's been so long since we recorded, you're just not used to this level of sound.
Could be. I do wear headphones at home though.
But not like here.
That's true. This is more visceral.
That's right.
Petey wants you to talk.
Hi.
Kurt, what is wrong, dude?
Other than you're just obsessing about something.
OCD.
Says the guy who has to have an even number on the volume in the car.
That's not OCD. That's just being a normal human being.
There are exceptions to this. Yeah. There are exceptions to this.
Multiples of five.
Multiples of five.
That's the only exception.
And 19.
No.
That's my exception because that's my lucky number.
I disagree.
Okay, I would allow that for the specific case of it being a lucky number, but multiples of fives are even numbers.
Yes.
And it's not just the car. It's like volume on your TV. Everywhere. And
TV, radio, computer.
Mark, you want to chime in on this? Where you stand?
I just turn it up till I can hear good.
That's what I do.
And then I'm like, yeah, and I don't even look
at And then he turns it one way or the other, and I got the steering wheel controls. Fuck you, dude.
So, Will, where are you at on this one?
I turn it up till I can hear, and sometimes I look over, and it's, like, maxed. I'm like,
100 is an even number.
And a multiple of five.
Something's terribly wrong popping. At that point.
Somebody's I'm popping.
Yeah, somebody popped that. Yeah,
I'm popping if you want to turn me down a little. Relay, message. You have the message spell on, not me.
We found it. Crikey.
No, not Will, me.
Still hello?
Still hello. My name is Will. I like little wieners in my mouth. Especially when they're salty and brown and sweet.
Okay, I've never heard this song. Little wieners. I don't remember the groove either.
There's a lot of clicking and clacking there. Sounds like a bowl of Rice Krispies.
Or a lot of clicking.
Well, this episode is going to be a continual sound check, everyone.
Okay, I'll just cut this stuff out and put it at the end of the episode after the...
Except for the singing part, right? That's staying in?
Well, no, it'll go at the end.
Okay.
Right, Will's little brown wiener. That was
brown, sweet, and salty in his mouth.
Known as Big Brown Wiener.
Will's little weirder and weirder.
Like I said, six assholes and Will.
All right. So no, I believe it was six Wills and an asshole.
Yeah, yeah, six Wills and an asshole.
Be prolapsed soon.
I finally told my wife that, and she's like, he's the only nice one of you, isn't he?
Like, no, you just don't. I think I'm clipping also.
I said pretty much.
He's just the quiet one. We don't know whether he's mean or not.
You always got to watch the quiet ones.
Yeah, the quiet ones. The quiet women are the ones you got to watch out for.
I'm incredibly mean. You just have to wait for it.
Savage is what we call it. Savage.
Savage. Yes.